英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world. Hello, 大家好，这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》，我是节目主持人江涛老师。
今天为大家准备的话题呢，依然还是发生在 University 大学的话题四 Topic 4 High Education in China 话题四中国高等教育。那因为啊，咱们这四天连续的情景剧发生的地点呢都是大学，所以呢在我们的第四个话题呢，我们得总结一下啊，这个高等教育是吧，在中国的高等教育 High Education in China。这现在中国的高等教育实际上呢啊，这些年呢已经取得了长足的进步是吧，已经具备了自己的这个特点，但还是存在着一些缺憾。来一块来听一听对于高等教育的评价。 OK, now let's check it out.
The student who desires to go to university in China has a rewarding journey.The choice of where to go to school for most students is determined by the student's success in the college entrance exams, so students are willing to work hard. The choice of what constitutes a good school in China has also changed. With the development of education in such large and developed cities as Beijing, Shanghai, and a few other cities, the universities in other regions and cities of China have lagged behind.This can be seen through the teaching quality, as well as the level of study research and research papers. These universities in developed areas are also able to have international communication with other famous universities based on the quality of the education they provide. The choice of a university in one of these cities seems to be one that would offer proven success to the student. This is not the case, however.As many college graduates have learned after successfully completing their studies, theory is the basis for many of the university's education. This way, it does not provide the student with a practical knowledge of his or her chosen field. The expansion of courses in many areas at university has given students a general knowledge, but few skills which are applicable in the workplace. The rise of vocational schools in China.has appeared to address this concern of many employers.
那在今天的课文当中呢，您看他说到是吧，在中国呀，这个构成好大学的要素已经开始这个发生了变化，是不是啊？这个比如说以前的很多大学呢都是一味的就强调这个校园建设，是不是硬件，但实际上呢大学最重要的是软件啊。包括课文当中还说到了发达城市的教育水平领先于其他的地区和城市，这集中体现在教学水平和研究论文的这个水平的差异之上，是吧？但是呢课文当中呢也说到了，是不是能否为学生提供一些实用的知识啊，实际上呢啊是这个啊是否能给学生一个成功的未来的一种这样的保证，是不是？好，那么接下来呢看一看咱们今天的重点的学习内容哈。 The first keyword is rewarding. 在情景剧中啊有这样一句话，我再读一遍大家猜一猜哈。 The student who desired to go to universityIn China has a rewarding journey. 什么意思呢？在中国立志要上大学的这些学生啊，都会有一段能让他们怎样的经历呢？ Has a journey. Journey 呢可以说经历，也可以说呢这个路程。怎么样的经历呢？ Rewarding. 什么意思？有回报的，受益匪浅的。Rewarding 形容词，有益的，是吧？有报酬的，有回报的啊。比如说我们造一个句子哈，说这个教书这份工作呀是吧啊，这个是一份啊这个回报很高的工作。 Teaching is a kind of rewarding job. 那我们再造一个句子哈，这个园艺劳动啊是一种非常有益的，是吧，消遣，是吧，身心健康。 Gardening is a kind of very rewarding pastime, 啊消遣 pastime, right?Rewarding, 注意一下啊，它来自于这个 reward, 奖赏和报答这个动词 reward, 所以加上 ing, 它变成形容词之后呢就是啊有报答的，是吧，有奖赏的，有益的 rewarding. 好，看一看第二个重点单词 address. address. 在课文中啊，有这样一句话 The rise of vocational schools in China has appeared to address this concern of many employers. 中国职业学校的兴起反映了啊很多用人单位的这种忧虑。什么忧虑呢？就是啊有些大学啊太 academic, 太学术了是吧，孩子们一毕业之后啊实际动手能力不强。那正是因为这样是吧， The rise of vocational schools in China has appeared to address this concern. 这个地方这个 address,请注意不是它的本意了啊，它的本意是地址，而这里的意思是什么呢？是指出提出反应 address 啊。我们再造一个句子哈， Who ought to address my request to? 什么意思呢？我该向谁提出申请呢是吧？ Who ought I to address my request to? 啊，向谁提出申请呢是吧？啊，这个叫address my request to, 就是把我的申请提给谁谁谁 address, 是吧，提出反映出。当然 address 呢还有更多的意思，它有什么发表演说是不是，你像这个啊这个离职演说是吧，在美国历史上这个罗斯福总统他有一篇很著名的叫做离职演说，叫 farewell address, 是吧，离职演说。还有什么呢？还有这个雄辩的啊，这个或者我们说精彩的是吧，wonderful speech, 啊这个动词用哪一个呢？发表了 wonderful speech, addressed wonderful speech, right? 发表了一个非常精彩的这个演说是吧，当然的 address 呢还有什么呢，啊称呼某人呢或者跟某某人说话呀，总之这个 address 这个单词呀说英语当中呢它的这个用法呀都非常的多。好，下面看一看在这个情景剧当中出现的另外一个重点词组，那就是 be based on, 什么意思呢？作为什么什么的基础，或者基于什么什么什么东西啊？在咱们今天的情景剧中啊，这个有这样一句话，说什么呢？说 These universities in developed areas are also able to have international communication with other famous universities based on the quality of the education they provide. 什么意思呀？发达地区的大学啊，由于能够提供高质量的教育，从而呢可以与世界其他的知名大学进行国际交流啊，所以这个地方这个是 other famous universities based on the quality of the education they provide, 这是 based on 什么意思？就是建立基于什么什么的原因，在什么什么的基础之上，正是因为他们可以提供高质量的教育，所以呢才导致于是吧，他们可以和别的知名世界著名的大学呢交流。这个呢 based on 啊，实际上是一个啊这个形容词吧，过去分词，大家可以把这个过去分词做定语啊，看成是这个形容词是吧，也就是基于什么什么的原因。但是它整个词组呢是 be based on, 是什么什么东西建立在什么什么之上， be based on, right? 当然一般来讲 based on, 一般来讲呢它啊后面直接带 something, 然后呢啊这个后面再带一个句子 based on 什么什么什么事情啊怎么怎么样是不是啊，我们造一个句子哈。This play is based on a true story. 这个剧本是基于一个真实的故事，也就是说根据一个真实的故事而改编的是吧，啊这个美满的婚姻啊我们说是建立在互相信任的基础上的。A good marriage is based on mutual trust. 好，接下来呢我们总结一下今天的功能性句型。为什么要上大学？因为立志上大学的学生啊都将会有一段让他们受益匪浅的经历。这句话怎么说呢？ The students who desire to go to university has a rewarding journey. 啊，这句话来解释为什么那么多的家庭希望把我们的孩子送到各个地方的高等大学啊高等教育的这个啊殿堂大学里面去呢，就是因为这个 a rewarding journey。好，接下来呢还有一句话，那发达地区的大学，在我们国家呀发达地区的大学呢因为是吧能够提供高质量的教育，从而呢可以和世界其他知名大学进行国际交流是不是啊，知名大学啊或者呢是好大学的知名专业是吧，这句话怎么说呢？ These universities in developed areas are also able to have international communication with other famous universities. Why? Based on the quality of the education they provide. 来，下面再看一下第三个功能性句型啊，就是大学里面呢课程有什么样的特点呢？哎，在解释咱们中国高等教育的大学课程特点，哎，教会咱们听众朋友的另外一句话怎么说呢？
The expansion of courses in many areas at university has given students a general knowledge, but few skills which are applicable in the workplace.
大学里面呢涉及众多领域的大量的课程啊，教给了学生们宽泛的知识，广泛的知识啊，但是呢啊，在这个实际用于工作中的技能呢啊，却啊比较少的这个体现啊，这就是对咱们这个大学的这个课程是吧一个相对来讲比较客观的一个评价哈。再把这个句子再读一遍。
The expansion of courses in many areas at a university has given students a general knowledge, but a few skills which are applicable in the workplace.
好，接下来的时间再来听一遍课文录音。
The student who desires to go to university in China has a rewarding journey.The choice of where to go to school for most students is determined by the student's success in the college entrance exams, so students are willing to work hard. The choice of what constitutes a good school in China has also changed. With the development of education in such large and developed cities as Beijing, Shanghai, and a few other cities, the universities in other regions and cities of China have lagged behind.This can be seen through the teaching quality, as well as the level of study research and research papers. These universities in developed areas are also able to have international communication with other famous universities based on the quality of the education they provide. The choice of a university in one of these cities seems to be one that would offer proven success to the student. This is not the case, however.As many college graduates have learned after successfully completing their studies, theory is the basis for many of the university's education. This way, it does not provide the student with a practical knowledge of his or her chosen field. The expansion of courses in many areas at university has given students a general knowledge, but few skills which are applicable in the workplace. The rise of vocational schools in China.has appeared to address this concern of many employers.
Welcome back to Winners English. 欢迎回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》。今天我们的特别任务呢，就是来学习一下限定性定语从句。那么什么是定语从句呢？这个我相信很多听众朋友都知道，就是一个句子充当形容词的功能啊，修饰一个名词或者一个代词，是不是？这种情况叫做定语，是吧？那么什么叫做限定性定语从句呢？限定性，那么我们这么样理解，有限定性就有非限定性。我们先来说什么叫限定性定语从句，也就是说这个定语从句对构成整个句子的意思啊，它是必不可少的。经常有听众朋友啊跟我写信说，江老师我就是弄不懂，你能不能举一个特别实在的例子？好，江老师就跟你讲一个啊，讲一个例子，您就知道了哪些个定语从句能删，哪些个定语从句不能删，是吧？比如我们现在造一个句子说，哎，这个江老师外头啊有人在等您，或者说楼下有人在等您，那么这句话我们怎么说呢？是 there is，楼下有人，谁呢？不知道，所以用 somebody 是吧 somebody 或者 someone。 我们说 Hey teacher John Hey Oscar There is someone。 好，那这是一个句子了吗？是一个句子，可是呢这个 someone 得加定语从句啊，是不是啊？某个人在这个楼底下等您啊。 there is 是谓语动词， There is someone who is waiting for you downstairs。那么这个 who is waiting for you downstairs 就是一个定语从句，是吧？那么它到底是限制性定语从句还是非限制性定语从句呢？好，我们把这个定语从句拿掉，看看整个句子还剩下什么呢？就剩下了 there is someone。 那么这个句子完不完整呢？不完整。什么叫做，哎，江老师有个人，那这是什么意思呢？没意思呀，
我会很不明白啊，什么叫做有个人呢？ There is someone 呢？所以这种句子叫做限定性定语从句啊，限制性定语从句，它不能删，一删呢，对整个句子的意思呀啊就进行了破坏，就不完整了。这种句子叫做限定性定语从句。好，那么有些这个更多的例子，希望呢大家在教材当中啊再去体会，多去看一看，多去造造句子。接下来的时间，让我们共同进入行业英语。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都参与。
欢迎进入行业英语每日一句。那今天呢，姜老师继续再为在酒店工作的听众朋友呢送上每日一句。什么东西呢？就是在客人结账之后即将离去的时候啊，您得说上这么一句话，我希望您同我们一起度过了一段快乐的时光。哎，这句话是非常能够暖人心脾的啊，是吧？那么这句话怎么说呢？ I hope you enjoyed your stay with us.I hope, 我希望 you enjoyed, 啊，你非常的享受什么呢？ your stay, 你的在这里停留的这一段日子 with us, 和我们在一起的时光。好，把这个句子连起来就变成了 I hope you enjoyed your stay with us, 我真的希望您同我们一同度过了一段快乐的时光。那么最后呢，姜老师呢也要把这句话呢，哎，送给我们的听众朋友，是不是？ I hope you really enjoy your stay with me 啊，我非常希望呢啊，和我和姜老师在这个中央人民广播电台的这20分钟是您一段美好的时光。好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间同一频率，姜涛老师和您不见不散。